I've been told I resemble one, sir.
He turned and saw a droid standing halfway down the ramp.
Of course, those who said it might only have been trying to be kind.
Joss looked at the droid. It looked like one of the protocol models that were ubiquitous all over the galaxy. If so, it had been refurbished a few times. The power bus cables weren't the standard models, if you remembered correctly. The recharge coupling was different as well. The light pewter armor had more than a few nicks and dents. Joss looked back at Zan. I ask for office models, he said. Anything, even an old CZ model. And they send me a protocol droid.
I think you'll find me more than competent to assist you, sir. I've had extensive medical programming, including access to the database files of Sector General...
What's your ID classification? Joss interrupted.
I-5YQ, sir.
Zan frowned. I've never heard of a 5YQ line.
A modification of the 3PO series, sir, with certain changes in the cognitive module units. I am usually called I-5.
The man from Black Sun couldn't believe it. This is a joke, right? You're tapping my buttons. Blade said, not in the least. He had disarmed Mothal at blaster point, and the man was nearly having a seizure in his disbelief. You're insane! Mothal's tone was truculent, but his eyes were darting about nervously, and Blade could already smell the man's fear sweat. In your position, I might think so too, but I'm afraid it's not that simple. Now listen carefully. The hatch is locked. The code that opens it is here in my belt pocket. If you want to leave this vessel alive, you'll have to collect it from me. There is a large knife in plain sight somewhere on this deck with which you may arm yourself for your attempt. Mothal glared. Yeah? What's to stop me from breaking your neck right now? You could try, even if I didn't have a blaster, but I wouldn't advise it. I am stronger than you, and my heritage is somewhat fiercer. When I get back to my Vigo and tell him about this, he's going to have your skull for a drinking cup. That may well be, Blade said, but only if you get past me. I'll give you 2 minutes before I come for you. Next time we see each other, one or both of us dies. You'd best hurry. The human tucked his bluff and bluster away and took off, fast. In 10 seconds, he was out of sight around the corridor's curve. Blade gave him the rest of the allotted time, enjoying the slight lingering sour odor of the man's sweat, then started down the corridor opposite the direction Mothal had taken. The weapon was closer this way, and there were several places wherein he could hide to watch it and wait. He would allow the man to collect the knife. That was only fair, since a Sakaian's muscles and ligament attachment angles were mechanically superior to those of a human's, making Blade at least half again as powerful as a strong man, and a good deal quicker as well. Blade reached the knife a few minutes before Mothal could possibly circle around the length of the torus. There were 3 places that afforded a good view. One was at deck level, 3 steps away in a shadowed corner. The second was behind a massive heating cooling coil across the corridor, at least 12 steps away. The 3rd hiding spot was inside a ventilation shaft almost directly over the weapon's location, and while 2 body lengths in distance, it was a straight drop. Blade gathered himself, squatted low, and sprang. He caught the edge of the ventilation shaft, pivoted aside the grate covering it with 1 hand while clinging to the edge, and pulled himself into the shaft feet first. He turned around, rotated the grate back into place. Supporting himself by the strength of his arms upside down in the narrow shaft, he began to breathe slowly and evenly, dropping his heart rate into hunting mode. A tense hunter could not move fast. He did not have long to wait. Mothal arrived in the vicinity of the knife. He looked around warily, then snatched the blade up. Blade heard him sigh in relief, and his grin became wider. Blade took a final breath, pivoted the grate cover aside, and dived for the man head first. He screamed the blood cry of his pride.
Tarnese!
Mothal looked up, terror on his face. Too late, he raised the knife. Blade brushed it aside and reached for the man's throat. Then they were joined.